What does it mean to connect to your future at Lake Michigan College? They connect you to your future opportunities. They partner with local industries and employers, ensuring their programs align to the needs of the community's workforce. Lake Michigan College can help you get to the future you want. Visit lakemichigancollege.edu.
Paul Ann Decker and the Tuesday edition of the Daily Buzz. Well, Uber has put out their annual list of the oddest things people have left behind. A toupee heads the list, pun intended. Also forgotten, two containers with spiders in them, Beyonce fold-up fan, and a tray of meat pie. They say the most absent-minded passengers are in Miami. Time people usually leave stuff between 9 and 10 p.m. Here's a cool job. Chief Ice Cream Officer for the American Dairy Association. It's a summer job where you'll drive around Pennsylvania to creameries and dairy farms while tasting ice cream and posting about it on social. If you're a great content creator looking to make $5,000 and you're not lactose intolerant, you might be perfect for it. You can apply on the American Dairy Association's TikTok or Instagram. Their website also has the sweet details. Or should I say sweet deets? What's this? China figured out what to do with all their old used up salt mines. They're turning them into giant batteries. Kind of. Basically, they're pumping the empty mines full of compressed air, so when there's a heat wave and they need more electricity, they release the air, which drives a bunch of turbines that generate power. How cool is that? One went online last week. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz Part 2. Scientists in Indiana found the star of your next nightmare. They discovered fossils of an ancient snake so big they think it was longer than a bus. The bones suggest the thing was between 36 and 50 feet long. Don't worry, it lived 47 million years ago, and there's no trace of any of their survivors. Oh, and for the accuracy of your nightmare, they think it weighed about a ton. If solving the daily Wordle is driving you insane, be careful. Psychiatrists are worried it could actually mess with your head. According to a new Twitter post, some mental health pros think some of us spend too much time obsessing over the New York Times five-letter word puzzles. They also think it interferes with our jobs and home life. Well, yeah. We may not all agree on what causes it, but we almost agree on one thing. It's time to do something about it. Climate change. New poll from YouGov and CBS News shows that 70% of Americans feel that it's time to address climate change, with most saying that we need to do it in the next 5 years, and 50% say it needs to happen now. Still, 20% say nothing needs to be done about it. Of course, it's still split politically down the middle because Mother Nature really cares about what our government does. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a guy was arrested last week after he allegedly attacked his roommate with pizza dough. Police in St. Petersburg say 32-year-old Joseph Tresselt was making pizza in his home he shares with 62-year-old Elvis Singleton. Tressel told cops he became angry when Singleton started making coughing sounds, which he believed he was doing to deliberately irritate him. He also told police he was hearing voices telling him how to make the pizza. Tressel finally snapped and threw a wad of dough at Singleton, striking him in the head. Police responded to the home, and although there were no visible signs of injury on Singleton, they arrested Tressel, charged him with battery and criminal mischief. He's been ordered to avoid having any contact with Singleton and will not be allowed to return to the home he shares with him. And that's the Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.